Joining us now is Michael Scotto, NBA writer and podcast host for HoopsHype.com. Michael, I want to start with the overall big picture of this Game 6 from the Nets' perspective, because they just looked a little gassed out there. And I'm wondering, because they haven't played well in the first half of this series so far, and you go back to the Brooklyn series, the Boston series in round one, they didn't look great in every first half that they played. But how much of a toll do you think that Game 5 took on this team?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point about Game 5. From Brooklyn's perspective, you know, Coach Steve Nash talked about it a little bit after the game, but it's basically like they had the gun in the holster and then they emptied the chamber. You know, Kevin Durant playing all 48 minutes that game, and James Harden, who before the game didn't necessarily think that he was going to play that day, and then ends up playing 46 minutes. But the silver lining for them tonight in a Game 6 where, you know, by the third quarter, they had cut it down to about, you know, four or five, and then Milwaukee just steamrolled them from there. But the silver lining for them is that James Harden looked better. You know, physically, he's not moving as well as you would like, but he was efficient shooting the ball, and he was able to get some assists, and he had four steals as well. I think the bigger thing was you saw it a little bit more with Durant tonight, having the seven turnovers, had the ball in his hands all the way, you know, bringing it up full court. And I think sometimes that does wear on him a little bit, but he still shot efficiently. He was 15 to 30 tonight, and he still had a double-double. I just think for the Nets, the biggest X factor for them is going to be getting more out of Joe Harris, and who's going to be that third guy with Durant and Harden, because in Game 5, Jeff Green, you know, this guy was lighting it up like Times Square on New Year's Eve. He couldn't miss from three-point range, and that really gave them a lift. They could use a little bit. You know, Blake Griffin's been good, but they're going to need another solid effort for him. And tonight, moving Jeff Green into the starting lineup, it didn't seem like it moved the needle for them as much as Coach Nash had liked. I think that's going to be interesting to see in Game 7 if they keep that rotation or they move Green back to the bench where he excelled and maybe go back to Bruce Brown, even if it's for a short stint.
Michael, Kevin Durant was really, really good tonight. He was great tonight. But does he have to be Superman for the Nets to win Game 7?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, Kevin Durant, there's a reason Giannis said the guy's the best player in the NBA right now. He had a legendary performance in Game 5, and I think it was a lot to expect for him to do that again in Game 6 in Milwaukee on the road. But, you know, he did get a little bit of rest at the end of the game, and I think that going back to Brooklyn, you know, Kevin Durant is a guy, this is a multiple-time finals MVP. This guy rises to the occasion. You know what you're going to get from Kevin Durant. I don't think for Brooklyn at all that should be the issue. As long as he can remain healthy, you know what you're going to get. You know, the X factor to me is, like I was saying, Joe Harris, who, you know, tonight it still had some struggles. You know, this is one of the premier sharpshooters in the league, and he hasn't been able to hit water if he fell out of a boat so far, in this series. So that's going to be their X factor. They need him to be able to hit open shots off the penetration from Durant and Harden for this offense to flow. It's at its best. You know, this offense had one of the best net ratings, I believe, in league history.
Right.
But what made them successful was moving the ball. It can't just be Durant isolation every time. Same thing with Harden.
Michael Scotto from HoopsHype.com joins us on Freddie and Fitzsimmons via the Goodyear Hotline. We talked about James Harden and just knowing where his health is right now. I don't know if that hamstring's going to get any better by the time that they go to a Game 7 on Saturday. Do you have any update on Kyrie Irving? Is there any chance that he's going to be available in this do-or-die situation?
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's likely that he plays. I mean, you know, there's a reason the guy was in a walking boot after. I think some people thought originally that that was precautionary, but his ankle had a pretty severe roll. I mean, most people around there, I don't think, are anticipating that. You know, they're within the organization, you know, they're obviously looking to plan for without him, and they've got to figure it out. I would personally be surprised if he ended up suiting up in Game 7.
Michael, how much faith do you have that Steve Nash can make the right adjustments? He doesn't have a ton of experience being a coach, obviously he did as a player, and now has no Game 7 experience whatsoever.
Well, I think for Steve Nash all season, he's had to rely on as much his playing experience as anything. You know, Steve Nash has Mike D'Antoni there for X's and O's on offense, Jack Vaughn for certain situations, he may Udoka for defense. Really, Steve's calling card is about managing players and stars. You know, he did it when he was a point guard with the Suns and on the Mavericks, and that's kind of more his role. You know, during the broadcast, you could see him in the huddle, really more just trying to emphasize certain key points. You know, I think the bigger thing for him, to your point, you know, drawing up maybe an X's and O's at a timeout play at a crucial point, that is going to be the key for him. And when you ask me if I have confidence in it, at the end of the day, I mean, it's going to come down to Durant or Harden making a play. But I think that it's really just all for him about keeping the other guys engaged. Can he tap into Joe Harris and help him get out of his slump? And, you know, can he get Jeff Green back to that Game 5 type of performance? And even Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown has been huge for this team all year. And Milwaukee has played a drop defense on him and forced him to shoot, so those floaters aren't there as much. Can he find a way to get him involved as well? Those are the adjustments he's going to have to make, and time will tell in less than 48 hours if he makes them or not. But again, I think it comes down to the stars ultimately.
Michael, got about 20 seconds left here. Who do you give the edge to in Game 7?
I give the edge to the Brooklyn Nets because they're at home and Kevin Durant is the best player in the NBA. So I don't bet against that.
Home court advantage seems to be a common theme here throughout this NBA postseason. Michael, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.